Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. It's that time again. My name's Diane Solano. I am your podcast host for Empowered Through Health. My background, as you may know or not know, I've spent 20 years in the field of orthomolecular nutrition. I love health and wellness, and I've seen how it has changed lives around the world. My mission is to highlight and showcase a lot of wonderful practitioners who are having tremendous success supporting the wisdom of the body. That's just it. We're made of 100 trillion cells. We have everything we need to thrive, to have the ultimate health. We just need to know how to support that because the intelligence of Mother Nature goes over and beyond. So today I have a very, very special guest, but before I introduce him, I do have to give you a little disclaimer. This show here is just to give you information, to empower you, because knowledge is power and you are the best advocate for your health. No one else in the world. You're there to ask the questions and seek the different avenues that feel right for you. This is not medical advice. This is just advice to give you options to for you to go out there and explore. And I'm really excited about today because we're gonna actually showcase and talk about children's health, which I think is super important. And I'll tell you why. I'm a mom, so I know what it's like to not have someone or my child suffering. Even if it's the common cold, it really throws you off kilter. So, you know, here we are today with one of my first show guests who specializes in children's health using their natural state, which we all have access to. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest today, Dr. Anthony Da Silva. He's a TCM physician and an acupuncturist, really, really powerful at being able to open up those channels of healing. And he's going to talk about a method that he uses called Tuina, which is so fascinating because it's an ancient method, but somehow we've lost sight of all these old, wonderful ways of wisdom to heal. And he's here to bring it back and enlighten us and empower us to let us know how we can apply this to our children and even to our own lives. He's the creator of an online program called TuinaForKids.com, which if you're a parent on this call or you know someone who's a parent on this call, and that's all of us, you can go straight to that website. Tons of great information to help you improve your children's health. So with no further ado, Anthony, welcome to today's podcast. We've been talking so much. There's so much to share, but I'm going to turn it over to you. If you can just share with our guests, let them know what is Tuina and your story around your own personal health and healing, because I think that's really powerful. And then some great tips and takeaways and how this all applies. I'll turn it over to you, Anthony. Please enlighten us with your beautiful wisdom.
Wonderful. Thank you for the introduction. It's great to be here, to be able to speak to more parents and to share the knowledge that has already existed for millennia. And that's the thing, acting as a cultural bridge, so to speak, in terms of the medical knowledge has been in humanity, for some time. And it's about time that we share it. And there's no more excuses between cultural differences and communication difficulties. So here we are. Thanks again for having me. So Tuina, yeah, it's a funny kind of term. It's a Chinese medicine term. So what that means, it's just simply related to acupressure and massage. And it's not the sense of actual like Swedish massage or what we traditionally understand for relaxation and whatnot of muscles, but it's a manipulation of acupressure points. So you're doing exactly what you would do if you didn't have an acupuncture needle on the body. So you're targeting those same acupuncture points. And then there's other points on the body that relate to certain, we say, pathology or illness, to help achieve a little bit more, results, such as clearing a fever or reducing pain. And that's Tuina fundamentally. And it's one of the pillars of Chinese medicine. Most of us are accustomed, like I was before I got into all of this, like I only understood acupuncture as representative of Chinese medicine, but it's just one tool, right? There's the classic Chinese martial arts and Tai Chi and meditation. That's one component, right, for mind and body. And then there's Tui Na, which is actually a second component, which is all the medical massage, because that all predates acupuncture needles, right? You know, back then they didn't have awesome machinery to make really thin needles. So they, you know, you made them out of stone a long time ago, or really thin pieces of gold or silver. And you only had a handful if you were a doctor back then. You reused them, sterilized them and whatnot. But, you know, you had to use your hands. And that was first and foremost. I mean, I think that's the accidental kind of story of how Chinese medicine came about, but I digress. The thing which is helpful regarding the pillars is then there's acupuncture and then there's Chinese herbal medicine. Okay, so all of that encompasses Chinese medicine. And what I was taught was the entirety of this through my mentor, Master Yu, where I've learned all of these methods to help children. Because in essence, when you're trained traditionally in Chinese medicine, you're trained in treating newborns all the way to elderly. You know, there's, and then after that, there's specialties, obviously, right? Pediatrics and sports medicine, and fertility, for example. So with that, it's funny because, you know, I'm a parent, right, as well. I have a 9-year-old daughter. And then I was also part, you know, a stay-at-home dad for a long time, for the first maybe 6 years of her life, and taking care of her and, you know, doing nutrition and all of that and exercise. And I utilized the Tui Na to help her, because my story is I grew up as a sick kid. I was born 2 months premature in an incubator for the first few weeks of my life, and then grew up with allergies, you know, like food sensitivities, respiratory sensitivities to dust and dander, perfume, Mother Nature, basically, you know. And it was a struggle, right? A big struggle. And I would go to experts left and right, because my parents cared, right? You know, all parents care about their child's well-being and want to do whatever they can to help them. And so I would see specialist after specialist, from Western medicine, naturopathic, homeopathic even. And it was helpful along the way, right? It kept me going. I was able to still have certain activities of life and not really, you know, let it get me down. But it was always challenging, because I'd be sick every other day or something. Something would come up and I'd have to have my Zyrtec or my Benadryl, or I'd have to go in for a B12 shot from the ENT doctor because my face puffed up when I woke up with my friend's cat next to my head. So it wasn't fun, you know, in and out of all these procedures or whatnot. But it's what led me to what I'm doing today, because I was on this journey of like, there's got to be something else that is going to not require me to have my throat scraped to the back, you know, and removed, or part of my turbinates altered, or my nose cauterized one more time, or some other procedure that, you know, they wanted to, what they offered, right? That's what was available. They offered these procedures, and I just kept refusing because I said, there's got to be another way. And I found it eventually. And funny enough, it's like the oldest methods we know in healthcare, which is the Chinese medicine methods. And what's interesting is, you know, you can't see it on your podcast, but I have a symbol of a yin yang behind me, which has a bunch of cats around it, which is my kind of honorary remembrance that I don't have my cat allergies anymore. I actually have a cat now, Romeo Blue. He's, you know, 2 years now. And I get to snuggle and love with them all the time. Like, and, you know, this is a far cry from where I used to be, because even my daughter in the first few years of life with her, she called me Papa Achu, because I was literally getting sick all the time still. And that's not when I had my training, because I basically got rid of my cat allergy from the Tui Na massage.
So what was the simple look like? How can a parent apply this? Because so many parents have children that are, some more than others, suffering through different ailments. And it's so frustrating. As a parent, you want to do the best that you can. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're afraid. So I know Tui Na is very, very beautiful, because it works with the natural frequency of a children's body that's interconnected with this earth, because it's real. We are frequency. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Anthony.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can't get any more natural than that, as you said. And I did not need to take any more supplements, and not even Chinese herbal medicine for my case. But I was under the guidance of a TCM physician, my mentor. So that was pretty radical, actually. I was like, I was told that this could be done. And I was 33 at the time. I'm 40 now. And for me, my journey to recover from that took a year for everything to change. And it hasn't reverted back at all. And I still maintain certain habits of massage, because I just don't want it ever going back. Like, my life is completely different now, because it not only helped my allergies, it helped my digestive problems. Because I had food allergies and non-celiac gluten insensitivity. I'd have sensitivities to carrots and apples and certain milks and dairies. And I don't have any of that now. And I don't have to take any fibers or digestive enzymes anymore. I don't have to be as strict with my diet as I used to be. And like you said, parents are afraid of things and unknown and whatnot. And what I love about this is that it's perfectly safe. There is no harm you can actually do to your child, other than if you're really being forceful, or you have those amazing long nails that I see some of the women have, you know, that can scratch a baby's skin. So we always advise you to take them off or use something else, you know, because it has to be the soft part of your hands. But there's no harm, virtually no harm that can be done by massaging your child. And the other fascinating thing is, why it makes it even more safe, is that the methods that I learned from the Yu family, this goes back 21 generations in his family in China. So that's back to the 15th century, that it's been passed down and reiterated and improved upon and analyzed and whatnot, where they see the results and they see the generational changes as a result of the care that they provide. So they had actually more population growth than a lot of others in nearby provinces because of the medicine. But going back to that idea of not having a fear of hurting your child, when we do these massage points, we actually never touch the area of injury, which is a fascinating idea. So we always do, we say distal points, points that are like on the hands or the arms, the legs, or the head, or the back. They all relate to the area that you're treating. Case in point, I mean, kids always have an accidents, right? I got a call after I was done with the clinic the other day. My daughter got a water gun in the eye from the pool. But, you know, usually it's like it just hurts a little bit. But I got a picture and it was swollen and it was starting to get all puffy and pus accumulating on the inside. The yellow was coming out and everyone's, freaking out. And that's an urgent care scenario, right? You have an infection that's starting to happen. So normally you need to take your child to urgent care. But the techniques that I've learned, I went to the, to pick up my daughter, and I started massaging these points that are directed for the eye to stimulate. And I also was already on transit going to my our other clinic. So I was seeing my mentor again. And I massaged her for like 30 minutes before we left, and already reduced the swelling in her eye by 50%. And the pain was reducing a little bit as well. And then while we were in transit, I was massaging one of her thumbs. You know, it's a component that we have for the eye to help further stimulate. And by the time we got to the clinic, that was like, it was a 30-minute drive. It reduced another, like, say, 25%. And then we continued a little bit more massaging on some specific points behind the head, on the leg. We never touched her eye. We didn't use any eye drops. We didn't use any ice packs. And she kept getting better. And so by the time we got home, she probably had 80% of her eye back to normal. It was just a little bit puffy. And I documented all of this because we're gonna just share it as part of what we have up in our library for courses. But it's good to see in real time what is possible, because that's not a normal thing to be able to do that. You usually go to urgent care. You get antibiotics, you get some pain medication, and you might have to put an eye patch on or something. You have to monitor it so it doesn't get worse. And so you don't have that type of rapid change in the body in that short amount of time. Within a 2-hour period, 80% of her swelling, the yellow pus and everything had been reaccumulated in the body. It wasn't as irritated or red. And by the time she got to sleep, we kept doing more massage. You know, we put on a movie and I just massaged her leg, massaged her head, massaged her hands, all of the points that were related. And in the morning, she woke up virtually fine, as if nothing happened.
Right. Love it. And you know what? I saw one of your YouTube videos where you had a gentleman that, you know, again, breathing issues, you know, we're not going to talk about ailments on here, but you know, you can go watch his YouTube channel on your website, but couldn't breathe properly. I saw that you guys did some 2 quick pricks on the nose, right?
Yes, correct.
Clearing out the lungs, and you see, you actually had an oxygen monitor on his finger.
Yeah, that's right. The pulse oximeter was there, monitoring all of it.
Yeah, you're monitoring. But I loved it because live right then and there, you see the numbers of oxygen going from 94 to 95 to 96 within minutes.
And, yeah, it was about 5 minutes or so.
COPD, anything respiratory. So this is how intelligent the body is, where something on your finger, on your hand, on your nose, on your back, on your foot, carries information. You're an information highway to all your cells and organs. And if we, as parents, adults, as human beings, understand the intelligence of the body and how we can use the intelligence to speed along the healing and recovery, that's really powerful. So I know you have the, you know, tweenupforkids.com where parents can go and visit your site. And I'm sure you talk about different points because points relate to different areas of the body. You also have a free program for babies with colic, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that's actually symptom management for COVID, actually.
Oh, no. So, the video, but I'm talking about the children's online.
So, yes, the children online, we have the lessons we have right now, because this was just launched within this past year. We have a colic, helping calm a colicky baby, reducing a high fever, and then we have pink eye, because my daughter got pink eye in quarantine, and I just documented it and showed how you reduced it within less than 24 hours, no antibiotics, a little simple eye wash, and she was clear of it, because we couldn't get a hold of our doctor either, because everything was pandemonium, right? You know, even telehealth was difficult to get a hold of, but I knew what to do. And I guess I want to just share with everyone that, you know, it's very simple. You don't need to be a doctor to like learn and absorb this type of information. It's very straightforward. I mean, this was taught in my mentor's region to everyone. You know, you go to the doctor, the Chinese medicine doctor, your kid had something, they would, you know, prescribe herbs maybe, or, you know, the kids didn't like needles, or if they even had them when they all started back then, but in the modern times, they still didn't like it. And they would teach the parents, like, here, you need to massage this part of their body to help them every day, you know, until it gets a little better. And more complicated stuff took a little bit more time. But what's fascinating is that the child changes rapidly, right? Human growth hormone, their repair process is very fast. And all the Tuina does, like acupuncture, is it stimulates a nerve response. As you said, it's a nerve response that directly affects the anatomical region or the organ itself in its production of blood supply, its drainage of swollen fluids or inflammation of tissues. So in essence, it calls upon the body's natural resources that are available for its own healing. And that, and fundamentally, that's what modern medicine is still working and aiming to do. That's why, you know, you have certain medications, you take it, and then it's just to buy time for the body to recover on its own. But there's a missing component in that equation of care. Where, yeah, it's important to do that, save life and everything, but what's the next step in rehabilitation? And that's Chinese medicine had solved that already, where you go from, you know, treating critical care to then recovery and then improvement, right? To improve and strengthen the body. And why I'm really passionate about all this for children, one being a sick kid and seeing how I changed, but I was in my 30s. I don't want anyone to have to deal with that, you know? If my parents had known about this, it would have been great for them to do this for me. And then I, would have gotten paid, probably enjoy birthday cake at my friend's birthday parties, you know, and enjoy a cat or a dog, right? And not get sick all the time. You know, miss football practice tryouts and because I got an infection, you know, and then I lost my chance, you know, to trying out on the team. It wasn't fun. Things like that, right? The regular enjoyment of life. But if you start them early, then there's greater opportunity for change because of where they are in their stage in life.
I love that. You just nailed it. Start them early because their bodies are still developing. Those messages are still developing. So you want to catch it at its earliest phase. And can a parent do this to healthy kids? I'm assuming yes. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's like health and maintenance because we deal with stuff all the time. Like, even though I'm better, I still do this for myself. Even I help my daughter overcome certain things, I still help massage her at bedtime or watching a movie where backseat of our car, you know, on a trip. I just take any opportunity because stuff comes up, right? They eat something that doesn't sit well with them, whether they're allergic or not, you know, they get a cold or a flu. We, you know, these are things that can be helped, you know, reducing reoccurrent colds in children. We know kids get sick regularly. They're building their immune system and whatnot. But if it's too frequent, that's a sign of something imbalanced. But you can actually do something about it without having to giving them too much medications. Now, I'm not saying abandon medications. There's a place for all of this to fit together integratively. And what is wonderful about the Tui Na massage is it enhances any current therapy your child is going through. It enhances antibiotic effectiveness. If it is in fact necessary to give an antibiotic, it enhances in a colicky baby. If they have a physical structure issue where their esophagus and stomach are meeting at the sphincter, if it's weak and they need a certain medication to help that, you can actually perform all of these massages while you're waiting for medication, while you're waiting to see a GI specialist, while you're waiting for that medication to work, even when you get it, you're helping them along the way. Because it does, in fact, change all of that in a positive way. Colic, since we're talking about it initially, it's not an unknown issue in Chinese medicine. They're very sure of why it's occurring in a child. It's not guessing. It's, you know, and colic is a funny one because it usually is we say, only lasts a certain amount of time in a child's life. Usually it's say self-limiting. So, and then they grow out of it, but some kids don't, right? It perpetuates. And sometimes there's a misdiagnosis that it is colic. Well, what's wonderful about the Tui Na is you don't have to worry about whether something is correct or not in the diagnosis. You are able to just start helping your child right then. You calm them down from crying. You help them fall asleep. You help them have a bowel movement from their constipation. You improve their digestive process. And then they start sleeping, then they start repairing, then they get stronger little by little. It's wonderful because then they get to thrive.
Love it. Love it, Anthony. And so if somebody wants to find out where do I work, what parts of their body do I touch, how does this go, could they find that out on tuinaforkids.com? Do you do online appointments right now? If somebody wanted to seek you out for something maybe more, I don't know, intense. And because I know you're out in California and right now we are on the world wide web. So, you know, I'm trying to connect with practitioners who also have an online presence. And I know you offer some great tools on your website. Can people connect with you as well remotely?
Yes, I'm able to connect and help directly patient to patient only in the state of California. After that, I'm not allowed, you know, with our licensing regulations for what I have. Not allowed to help out of state, but that's why I created the website, because it's educational purposes, information, and you know, your decisions after that, right? So but locally I help, you know, the local community and whatnot, and again, just like the Chinese medicine doctors of old, are just educating parents when they come in for treatments on how to help their child. You know, I had helped a child with fever of unknown origin, gone to specialist after specialist, children's hospitals and whatnot. Brilliant people helping and trying to figure out what's going on with the child, but we were able to reduce the effects of what was going on and break the cycle every month that it was occurring just from massage, because it's having a direct physiological impact on the body. So it's quite amazing when you see this happen, and very rewarding, you know. And as a parent, when you feel like you actually have some control now, like you have power in your hands, literally, of helping your child. Getting access to it, we have our initial courses online, but we're building a library of resources for parents. It's going to take some time, but we're going to cover the majority of common health matters because we want to make it accessible to any income class as well, because health care and resources should be available for everyone. That's like a human right. And that's what they believed in my mentor's region in China. You know, they taught everyone, you know, they didn't charge you for it, you know, unless there was something serious, you came to see them, right? You know, but then they left you with tons of information. Like, they're like, no, you don't need to pay for that. You know, we want you to see you do well, you know, because then you're going to be able to contribute to the community even more. Gotcha. And imagine if we could totally shift the way our children and their health, improving that shift of what we're seeing right now, then that means the long-term implications are profound. It means the healthcare system isn't going to be burdened anymore in the future for those who choose to adopt this. And then you actually, you know, you're participating in your health, and you're teaching your child to learn about their body, and be more in tune with it. And then that helps you with whatever you're going to do or whatever doctor you're going to encounter. You're able to communicate more clearly with them. And they're going to love you for it, you know, because they're like, wow, this patient really cares about their health. And, you know, I know some things that I don't normally share, but I'll share them with you because you are genuinely interested. I think that's wonderful. I think we need that as humans and people in healthcare, and then all, you know, practitioners and patients.
And that's what this platform is all about, is getting people information, because information is power, and knowing that your own intelligence, your family's bodies, you know, you're not okay if your kid's not okay. That I know for sure. But we've all been blessed with an amazing life. And if you don't have health, you don't have anything. You'll hear me say that over and over again. Doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not well, if your child's not well, and you don't have answers, people would be paying anything under the sun to get healthier. But when you have health, you know, every other door opens up for you. So thank you so much for sharing today, Anthony. I'm excited to share this with so many women, parents, fathers around, to know that, hey, I have the ability to transfer healing, to be able to stimulate what already is inside of their 100 trillion cells, all that intelligence, all that frequency, the way that interconnected tissue works. It is real. It is so real. So look, make sure you follow Anthony on his social media. Check out his website, tuinafforkids.com. It's T-U-I-N-A 4, the letter 4, kids, K-I-D-S.com. So you can go in there and see what the beginning of the library. They're putting up a whole collection for you. So you're going to want to stay connected and find out, and let us know too, Anthony, when you put out your next, you know, series of whatever it is you're developing. I know you're very passionate about this path. What we want you to do is to connect and find the answers you're looking for. So we're going to have to wrap up now. We're down to the final few minutes. So make sure you connect with us. Every other Friday, we'll feature different guests from around the world. We want to be able to show the science of Mother Nature. This is all about feeding the body what it's been, you know, led to feed on for thousands of years. Sometimes we just forget about that. But knowledge is power, and it's really about educating and inspiring and empowering. So make sure you make it a very powerful one. Make good decisions. Get in tuned. The touch is so healing, even over and beyond Tuina. Touch is really, really important now more than ever. Thank you so much, Anthony, for being on the show. Till next Thank time. You. And make sure you check out his website. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit senergy.ca. That's senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.